Good afternoon. Welcome once again to KMRY's Newsmakers, a weekly program highlighting the people of our communities and the issues they face. I'm Chris Jensen, proud to serve as your host each week. Today, our guest is Cedar Rapids Mayor Brad Hart. He was elected in December of 2017 and is a retired business lawyer with Bradley and Riley PC. We begin our conversation with Mayor Hart discussing what factored into his decision to run for a second term.
Well, I ran the first time because I thought I was uniquely qualified because I volunteered in this community for 30 years, at that time about 25 years, to the tune of more than 20,000 hours. And that really gave me an understanding of the strengths and weaknesses in our community. And through that volunteering, I, in almost every organization, including the Chamber of Commerce after the 2008 flood, United Way, Young Parents Network, Horizons, I ended up chairing those boards. So I really could develop my leadership skills. For 40 years, I've been a business lawyer. And as a business lawyer, you have to be an analytical problem solver.
Sure.
You have to figure out how to move issues forward. And I just thought that that skill set really fits well for serving the community as mayor. And we have accomplished so much despite the pandemic and a derecho. But there's still more to do. And I think we're definitely on the right track. We've expanded our affordable housing, we're expanding our housing, we're providing flood protection, we're fixing our streets, we're working on police protection, helping our police officers and the community. I'm doing so much, and economic development. We've issued building permits in the last three fiscal years totaling more than $1 billion.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And those are a lot of high-paying jobs. Mm-hmm. And so we're on the right track, and there's more to do, and I am anxious to serve for another 4 years.
Well, you had mentioned the derecho and, of course, the pandemic. So you've dealt with a lot of issues that you did not anticipate during your first term. How do you think your administration handled those issues? Because, I mean, they were unprecedented.
And we handled each one differently, of course. The pandemic, when the pandemic began, Linn County, Cedar Rapids led the state in the number of cases and the number of deaths. Mm-hmm. And I was meeting regularly with Linn County Public Health and the medical directors of both our hospitals, talking about what we could do. They were urging people to wear masks. This was before the vaccine was available.
Oh, sure.
Luckily, the numbers started to go down in the summer. And then when they started to go back up in late July and August, at the urging of our medical professionals, I issued a mask mandate in August of 2020. Really, employees were calling me and saying, we're afraid to go to work because people are getting sick every day. Business owners were calling me and saying, I want to issue one, but I'm afraid my competitors, I'll lose customers because my competitors won't, and people will there. So it really was to protect Cedar Rapidians, but also to help businesses and employees. And then when the numbers started to go down, luckily, we ended the mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Social unrest, the Black Lives Matter issues. You know, I frankly, and I mentioned this, I was proud of our community for standing up when at the murder of George Floyd and the deaths of so many other people around the country, it was time to do something about it. And I'm proud of our police department and our community for peacefully protesting.
They did,
including when they protested at my house. We met with ASJ members, the local Black Lives Matter group, to fully understand the seven demands. And the city council had a special meeting and quickly said, we're going to move all of these forward. Some of them were already in place.
Mm-hmm.
Several months ago, established the Citizens Review Board. With the support of Wayne German, our police chief, who wants to do anything we can to develop further trust between the community and our police department, because that will help us all prevent and solve crimes. And then, of course, the derecho. People hopefully will sometime forget that we lost all power. Communication was almost non-existent. Our streets were impassable. So many of the city employees having damage at their own home stepped up. We started clearing our streets. We asked for help clearing our streets, and the state sent 100 Department of Transportation drivers and trucks to help us do that. We asked to help restore power, and the state sent the National Guard, and they started arriving on Thursday, and they worked directly with our utility companies in smaller areas to try to clear power lines and so they could restore power. Partners who normally do shelter and food couldn't respond as quickly as they normally do because of communication, because their facilities were damaged, because in the pandemic they had reduced staff. So the city opened a shelter at Vets Auditorium. The city worked to feed people until our disaster partners could come back and do the jobs they normally do. The community is resilient, as we all know, and people helped each other. People cleared trees for their neighbors. They fed their neighbors. It was really remarkable. There's still more to do.
Yes.
But we've come so far from a disaster that damaged 6,000 homes or businesses and destroyed some.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't an isolated area. It was an entire city that this affected.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and it's, in hindsight, it's crazy to think about how the extreme of what that was, what happened in our city in the middle of a pandemic as well. So,
and with little or no notice, the winds were nowhere near 100 miles an hour or 140 miles an hour until they got to Cedar Rapids and Linn County. An independent third party come in and review what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're the only city, at least around us, who've done that, because we need to understand what we did right and what we did wrong and how we can improve. And that after action plan was made public a week or two ago, and it did highlight, here's some strengths, here's some weaknesses, and here's some opportunities. And we are taking that very seriously. We are already more prepared for the next disaster, and we'll continue to look at those opportunities and to build on our disaster preparedness. And we're doing that already through the PACT program, the PACT Prepare, Act, Communicate, Train. And we're feeding that out to the community, in particular through our neighborhood associations.
Mm-hmm.
We will have some radio stations designated to provide information on a regular basis so people will know where to tune in.
Mm-hmm.
And we have established particular locations for neighborhood resource centers so that if we have to have those again, people will know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Many other things, but we take it dead serious. Our number one job is to protect our citizens, and we're working very hard to do that.
So when you're out on the campaign trail now, what do Cedar Rapidians bring up to you? What issues?
Oh, it runs the gamut. It runs the gamut from abandoned cars to weeds to insects to deer. But also people contact me about issues that are more critical to our city. And I think while it's a little frustrating that some people think the mayor can deal with some of these issues, the beauty of local government is that these people, that our citizens feel like they can reach out to me and to council members for almost anything.
Sure.
And we work really hard to respond to every communication and to move issues forward. And if I can't answer it, then I move that on to the city team, and they find the right person to respond and almost always keep me in the loop. So I know that there was a response to our citizen concerns.
So your plan of action has kind of evolved then during your term of how you're going to handle these situations.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We all learn.
Right.
The community is so resilient that after the 08 flood and now the derecho, even the 2016 flood scare when the city and the community built 7 miles of HESCO barriers in 3 days.
Sure.
But every time it rains for a couple of days, I panic and I have the app on my phone.
I think we all do.
To look at that and make sure. So, you know, knock on wood, I'm almost afraid to mention it, but during my term, we haven't had to deal with high water. And hopefully we won't have to deal with high water for a long time. And each section of our flood control system means that section we don't have to protect.
Sure.
But we will finish it. And then the investments that have been made will be protected, and more investments will be made.
So how have your priorities changed?
Well, certainly the derecho. We have to recover from the derecho. And primarily right now, that means we have to get people back safely in their homes. There are, unfortunately, people who are underinsured or uninsured.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the PATCH program is really important. Matthew 25 and Linn County Housing Authority. The city just recently agreed to put at least $1 million into that program so that we can get people's roofs repaired and their siding repaired so that they can at least get safely back in their homes. That's a priority. We have to get rid of the stumps. There are 8,000 stumps in the right-of-way that are the city's obligations, and they're so ugly. We have to get rid of that. And then certainly the Relief CR, this comprehensive plan that to reforest our community. It is really important that we do that, and it's important that we probably work first in the low to moderate income neighborhoods because the loss of trees impacts their utility bills. It impacts them more than other areas. Relief CR equity is absolutely a part of that plan as we put it together. And we're already starting to replant 679,000 trees in Cedar
Rapids. This is unfathomable.
The silver lining is we will have a more diverse tree canopy and more native trees.
Election's here. are nonpartisan.
Yeah.
Do you feel that that's important, that they're nonpartisan?
It's so important. I would never have run if I had to run with the political party. Mm-hmm. We pay attention to what's going on in Des Moines and in D.C., but we only make decisions that are right for Cedar Rapids.
Okay.
And we talked about it early on because two of my council members, when the five of us were newly elected to council almost 4 years ago, two had served in partisan roles. Mm-hmm. And we talked long and hard about any partisanship stays outside. If I see someone is voting on a partisan basis, I will talk to them about that.
Mm-hmm.
I may even call them out if it happens too many times, but it doesn't happen.
I'm
incredibly proud of this council. Almost every decision we make now is unanimous because we do the homework.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some hard decisions, and I'm really proud of the council. But partisan stuff is, there's no place in it, Cedar Rapids city government.
How do you see your relationship with Jeff Pomerantz?
Jeff is really one of the very best city managers. We have a professional city manager, and Jeff, maybe his biggest legacy is that he has developed a terrific city team.
Mm-hmm.
Our city directors work hard, mm-hmm. and their values for the city are we serve enthusiastically, we find a way, we team up.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it all the time. When there's a good idea, we figure out how to make that and move that forward. And there's none of this, oh, we've never done that before. No. That doesn't happen anymore. And that used to happen a lot.
Sure.
So that's why the city has, I think, very progressive in lots of things we do. And we don't have time to go through all those things. But as an example, we have a complete streets program.
Mm-hmm.
When we're fixing our streets, we have to make sure that they're usable for pedestrians and bikes and vehicles.
Sure.
Times change and more people are walking, more people are riding bikes. Let's do this. And that was something that the city started several years ago that not a lot of cities are doing, but it was the right thing to do.
So the voters in a booth on November 2nd, and they're still undecided. Why should they vote? Why should they vote for you?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I think my skill set makes me uniquely qualified to serve as mayor. We have accomplished a lot, but there's a lot more we can and will do. Having 4 years of experience as a mayor, I think, means a lot. I've worked hard to help lead us through the pandemic and to recover from the derecho. So I think I'm prepared for the next unusual matter that might happen. But I also, this is just solely about serving the community. This is not a stepping stone. There's no way I'm doing any other elected job. It's a great honor to serve, and I can promise the voters that I will work hard every single day to make the very best decisions I can for Cedar Rapids and everyone in Cedar Rapids.
Mr. Mayor, appreciate you sitting down with me today.
Thank you, Chris. Really appreciate the time together.
Cedar Rapids Mayor Brad Hart. A copy of this interview will soon be available online at kmryradio.com. This has been a presentation of locally owned, locally involved, KMRY Cedar Rapids. We'll see you again next week.